I'm Tim Wang, and I'm here today with Dr. Deborah Cotton, Senior Lecturer at UTS Business School, to talk about environmental measures in the 2018 federal budget. So I might just start off with asking for your opinion on the limited mention of climate change and environment as a whole in the budget.
Yeah, sure. Well, limited is a good way to put it. I actually did a search of the speech, and the environment wasn't actually mentioned once, nor was climate or climate change. Or anyway, I worked my way through it as far as I possibly could to try and find some mention. So really, there's been no addressing of it at all, other than a reduction in what they're doing, what they're spending, as far as I can see. Little bit disappointing for me, if I can just diverge a little bit, in that when Malcolm Turnbull became the leader of the Liberal Party, I thought that we were going to have a little bit of a move towards climate change reduction and working towards some kind of program, but we don't seem to have had that.
Yeah, we're not seeing much of it now in that budget. But in that case, what would you like to have seen in the budget regarding environment?
Well, almost anything, even if they just acknowledged that it was in existence and that there was some human effects on the climate. Maybe personally, I would like to see some actual policies. So the policies that they have at the moment is kind of business as usual, and each business is supposed to do whatever they want to in the terms of adaptation. But I would like an actual policy. Preferably for me, an emissions trading scheme, but you know, any kind of carbon tax or anything to actually give some incentive to organisations, so they can't do it without some kind of benefits at this stage.
Definitely, carbon tax will definitely help reduce, you know, the emissions, and definitely incorporate the corporate social responsibilities for companies these days. So then, for the budget, there was a mention of a $536 million injection for the Reef 2050 plan. So I'm wondering, Professor, what is your opinion on this, and do you think this is a step in the right direction to perhaps preserving, I guess, the Australian wildlife landscape?
Yeah, look, it's certainly a good thing. So it was kind of announced before the budget, a nice package. Some of the things were very pleasing. So $201 million to improve water quality, which was around reducing fertiliser use, which was good. $100 million on reef restoration, supporting reef resilience, adaptation. So a number of things in that I think looked really good. The problem was that there's still this elephant in the room, if you like, which is climate change. We know, and I'm not a scientist, so I know this from reading science briefs, coral bleaching is primarily caused by the elevation in the sea temperatures. And we know also from other science that I tend to read is that climate change has warmed the earth and the oceans as well. So to a slower extent and to a lesser extent. So unless they're going to address climate change, they can keep throwing as much money as they like into it, and it's essentially going to be wasted. I'm not saying they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. I'm just saying they need to address the actual real cause.
Real cause of climate change.
Of the bleaching, yes.
Oh, bleaching, so, yeah. Then if we can tie climate change into maybe energy right now, we see the government that they rejected the 50% renewable energy target. So I'm wondering, what is your stance on this, and maybe how does that tie in with energy prices that is affecting Australia right now?
Yeah, they seem to have a focus almost entirely on energy prices for consumers. And I can only assume that's kind of some kind of vote grabbing and plan, I suppose. And maybe it'll work, I'm not too sure. What concerns me more is that they actually seem to be encouraging fossil fuels. So there are fossil fuel subsidies, which are costing around $6 billion and increasing, as far as I understand. 20% of those funds is going directly to fossil fuel producers. So there's no move away from fossil fuels. It's almost like they're encouraging fossil fuels, Adani, etc. We seem to see examples again and again. So it's not, I guess, only inaction. It's actually action in the wrong direction, it feels to me.
So in that case, Professor, have you got any extra comments that you would like to make regarding the budget?
I suppose overall it would have been nice to see something about their goals for the future of Australia as a country, and maybe a bit of a better global view as well. It seemed to be very focused on Australia without taking into account that we operate in a global society. What we do about climate change affects a whole lot of other economies and environments as well. And also what we do, of course, is affecting other economies quite very directly. And so what we do about our fossil fuels is going to be affecting what other countries do. So I don't think we can expect China to be reducing their fossil fuels significantly if a wealthy country like us can't be spending any money on it.